some of the things that have been going on have been, as an example for this performance, we are doing a world premiere. It's of a actually a Longmont-based composer by the name of Michael Udow. And we commissioned him to compose a piece that relates to sort of, you know, everyday life here in Longmont and in the region. And his piece is called Mountain Myths. And one of the things that's really neat about it is that it's sort of as though there are two groups on top of a mountain sort of calling out to one another. And so we have some of the trumpets and trombones and whatnot that are placed in the balcony where the audience will be sitting. And then other, you know, the other orchestra is essentially on the stage. So they're calling back and forth to one another. And just generally speaking, one of the things that I really want to make sure that I'm doing is relating to our audience. And so I've picked various kinds of music that I think will resonate with a Longmont and the sort of Boulder County audience. And it's been very effective. Our ticket sales are through the roof. Our subscription, the season subscribers, they are, I think we're up 66%. So just things are going in a wonderful direction for this orchestra.
How do you balance then finding new music with some of the classics that people expect from symphonies?
Well, I think that one of the things that I always make sure that I do is kind of give something for everyone throughout the season. So I don't want to just do, a season of all Tchaikovsky or something like that. I want to make sure that there are new pieces that are either being performed or new pieces, as an example, that haven't been performed in this region in our recent past. So I'm always making sure that there is a balance. But one of the things that, since I mentioned Tchaikovsky, that I think is very important is to make some of these, the war horses of the classical repertoire, to make them relevant. And it's worth saying that we are performing Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony on our upcoming program, which is on February 24th, so this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And one of the things that's very, I think pertinent about Tchaikovsky and his Fourth Symphony specifically is that it really relates to his homosexuality. And I think that, that in Russia today, as an example, if he would have written this symphony today, I think that he would probably have been put in jail because of it. And here in the United States with marriage equality, I think that there is something to sort of celebrate this. You know, his symphony is about the triumph over fate. And I think that in his faith, for himself personally, was his homosexuality and how to deal with that and how to become an authentic artist dealing with that in Russia at the time. And I think that here the triumph is marriage equality and how we're able to accept people for who they are here in this country. So, making music relevant, making some of the older music relevant to today is something that I'm very passionate about.
Now, for you as a conductor, how do you help the orchestra interpret some of these really epic pieces like Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4, but also the newer pieces like Michael Udow, his piece that's going to be premiered on Saturdays? What is the role of the conductor in that?
That's such a great question. I think that, the easiest way for me to answer this is just simply with an interaction that I had with a member of our bass section just last night. She came up to me and said, "Elliot, I've played Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony countless times, and I never knew what it was and what the meaning was behind some of this music." And she said, "It's just so inspiring to now know what the context is of the music and how that relates to what she's going through today and what we're all sort of going through today." And so that's sort of a specific answer to your question. But the more general answer to that question is that I think that if you're essentially touching, moving, and inspiring the musicians to achieve, to achieve something greater than themselves, I think that that feeling of, you know, we're all in this together and there's a team spirit really comes through. And then what we're able to communicate then to our audience and frankly to our community is a very powerful message. And I find that when you speak from the music and speak from the composer's perspective, that everyone gets behind that very quickly. And if, for instance, I were to speak from, oh, well, I want this, I think it should go this way, I, me, then nobody's really there for me. They're there for Tchaikovsky. They're there for Brahms. They're there for Michael Udell. They're there because they love music, not because they think that I am anything great or special. So I always speak from the point of view of the composer.
Elliot Moore is the new music director and conductor of the Longmont Symphony. They'll be performing tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. That's Saturday, February 24th. They'll be at the Vance Brand Auditorium. The performance will include, as we've mentioned, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4, but also it will include the world premiere of composer Michael Udell's Mountain Myths. You can find out more at longmontsymphony.org. Elliot Moore, thank you very much for joining us on KGNU's Metro Arts.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.